This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Governor Jared Polis and state officials are warning of extremely high fire risk this summer. They held a briefing yesterday on Colorado's wildfire conditions. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Fire risk is expected to peak in June and July. Officials say nearly the entire state will be experiencing drought during those months, with the Front Range and Western Slope seeing the most severe conditions. That's due in large part to this year's record low snowpack. Mike Morgan leads the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control.
We are facing a very challenging fire year where our resources will be tested across not only Colorado, but across the West.
Other states, including Utah and New Mexico, are also facing increased fire risk. Officials say shared firefighting equipment and personnel will be in high demand. They also urge the public to be especially careful not to spark wildfires. More than 90% are caused by people.
That's Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Last night, the Denver Nuggets saw their run end for the NBA championship. They lost against the Minnesota Timberwolves 110-98 in Game 6. 3 years ago, the Nuggets won the NBA championship. It's the first time in 4 years they failed to make it past the first round series. In Denver in the Springs today, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. This is CPR News and KRCC.